Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and as you've guessed, we are in the middle of our funding drive here at the station. And the number to call in to dial and donate is 562-5967. But before we go any further, I'd like to thank all of the people who contributed to Gordon's show over the last hour, including Fred and Gordon himself, Gaby Warren, and Derek is one of the few contributors to the show over the past hour. And we'd like to keep those phones ringing. Ken is the person manning the phones this afternoon, and you can contact Ken at 562-5967. We're going to start off with some music from Rosanna Vitro from her album Passion Dance, and this is her beautiful version of Benny Golson's Whisper Not.
Was lost. You forgave, I forgot. Whisper not, a quarrel's past. You know we've had our last. So now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on eternally. But love's own prayer. Sing on until you bring back the thrill of a sentimental tune that died too soon. Our harmony was lost, but you forgave, I forgot. Whisper not of quarrels past. You know we've had our last. So now we will be on key constantly. Our love will whisper on eternally.
What did we listen when they said it wouldn't last?
Gossiping voices made us break up, but you know we still can make up. We forget them all and answer Cupid's call. It's the truth. Whispers of trouble are an echo of the past. All it'll take to lose my gloom is just a whisper, not of rumors, but of your love for me. That's how it's gotta be.
Thank you.
So now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on eternity.
That was music from Rosanna Vitro from her album Passion Dance, and we just heard Whisper Not. And I'd like to see the phones light up a little more. I know the weather is beautiful out there, but if you're strolling the canal or just walking in the market or even at home, just pick up the phone and give us a call, 562-5967. If you care about this music and you want to keep jazz playing here at the station for at least another year, please give us a call, 562-5967. Doesn't cost a lot, and it goes a long way to help us bring you a better quality programming as we feature music, not only from here, but from around the world. You know, if he had been born 10 years earlier, Elliot Lawrence might have been one of the more significant band leaders of the swing era. And as it worked out, he was a bit of a prodigy, leading a strong dance band when he was only 20 years old. But by then, in 1945, the swing era was mostly over. Now, Lawrence recorded steadily as a leader during 46 to 1960 for various labels, including Columbia, Decca, King, Fantasy, Vic, and even Sesec. And he sometimes used Jerry Mulligan's arrangements, but most of the time he worked in the studios. Now, after 1960, Lawrence stopped recording jazz altogether to compose, arrange, and conduct for television, films, and the theater. Now, few of his jazz-oriented sessions are available, but this hard-to-find music is certainly worth exploring. One album that is readily available, and I highly recommend, is Elliot Lawrence Swing's Cone and Con. And I'm going to play for you a composition from this album, and it's entitled Snap Cap. More like it. The phones are lighting up, 562-5967. We have one line free at the moment. Give us a call, 562-5967.
Let's go down to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old man. Fried eggs and cooking ham. That's what I like about the South. Baked ribs and candied yams. Sugar cured Virginia ham. Cellar full of berry jam. That's what I like about the South. Turnip greens, hogtails and buttered beans, Mardi Gras down in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Down where the trees grow tall and everybody says y'all, walk right in with that southern drawl. That's what I like about the South. Comes old Parson with the news. Box back coat and button shoes. All paid up in his union dues. That's what I like about the South. Did you ever hear a story about Doo-Wah Diddy? Well, it ain't no town and it ain't no city. Awful small, but it's mighty pretty. Doo-Wah Diddy. I'm not here to criticize. Don't give me those no good lies. Lying gal, I do despise. Every time I go by your door, you act like you don't love me no more. If you just give me a wave inside, I'll go trucking right on by. That's what I like about the South.
Yeah, that was music from the Bebop Cowboys from their album, from their debut album, actually. And we heard That's What I Like About the South. And that's what I like about the phones lighting up here during our funding drive. Phone number is 562-5967, 562-5967. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're broadcasting live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from newcomer Laura Theodore from her album What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love.
Was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we could share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? And why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away.
just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? Why should I
two lines free at the moment, 562-5967. If you'd like to donate and dial in to the station, that would be much appreciated. 562-5967. We have Ken is standing by to take your call.
Like tears from a star.
You know, even if you were only to donate a loonie a week, that would be only $52 a year, and that $52 would help us out so much here in the studio to not only get new equipment, but offer more training for the staff and volunteers, and just help us out as a community radio station trying to serve a need here in Ottawa. $52 a year is not much to ask for, and those of you who are more venturesome might want to donate a toonie a week, which is double $52 a year, and still not much when you consider what you're getting. Gordon Bennett's show is one of the few remaining traditional jazz band shows in the world. There aren't many left, and it's a gem to be able to have him here in Ottawa presenting this fine music to you. And on In Transition, I'm always trying to get music from around the world to feature on the show that no one else features. And that is kind of interesting because you get dividends back from that. You get people calling up, asking who it is, and, you know, helping people out in their own musical ambitions in life. So if you'd like to give us a call here in the studio, I know it's beautiful outside, but if you're strolling the canal or just walking around or in your car, stop off, pull off to the side of the road and give us a call here at the station, 562-5967 to dial and donate. And as I've said before, Ken is standing by on the phones to take your call. We just heard music from the great guitarist George Barnes, who recorded for many years on the Concord Jazz label. And before that, from Argentina, El Echo with Fragile, a composition written by Sting. And that's from their album Two Worlds. And we started off with Laura Theodore, a fine vocalist from the States, and we heard Why Should I Care? Here's some music from a French horn player who plays jazz on French horn, and there aren't too many of those in the world of jazz, but even if there had been dozens, chances are that Tom Varner would rank near the top. He started on piano at the age of 10, and a few years later, he switched to French horn, discovering his predecessor, Julius Watkins' recordings when he was 17 years old. Now, he graduated from the New England Conservatory, and in 1979, he moved to New York. Now, since then, Varner has recorded several albums, most of them for the Solnote label out of Italy, and also mostly as a leader. And he's also worked with such players as Dave Liebman, Bobby Watson, George Grunz, and his concert jazz band, John Zorn, Steve Lacy, Lee Konitz, and Bobby Previtt, one of my favorite drummers. Now, Varner almost single-handedly made the difficult French horn a viable modern jazz instrument. And I'm going to play for you now something from his album entitled Swimming. It's a beautiful album. It's on the Omnitone label. We're going to hear a composition from Varner. It's entitled Maybe Yes.
Thank you.
We now have two lines free, actually one line free. We're just receiving a call. Give us a call here at 562-5967. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Thank you. Fine example of the talent of Tom Varner. That was Tom Varner on French horn from his album Swimming, and we just heard Maybe Yes. We're going to listen to one of the most influential post-bop trumpet players, Lee Morgan, and here he is doing I'm a Fool to Want You.
Thank you.
Pete Winiger live with Speed World, and before that we heard Lee Morgan with I'm a Fool to Want You. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And as I said before, we're in the middle of our funding drive, and so far we've had a few people call up and dial and donate. and we'd like to see the phones ring more. We have another hour and 10 minutes left in the show, and we have two lines free at the moment, 562-5967. If those phones light up in the next couple of minutes, that would make me very, very happy, as well as the station. And that means that we have a greater chance of bringing you more jazz, at least for the upcoming year, here on CHUO-FM. 562-5967. Whether you're picnicking, biking, in your car, or whatever, the phone is always nearby, and it's always a simple thing to do. You just pick it up, you make your pledge, and then you can rest easy that you have jazz for at least another year. One of the highlights of this year's Jazz Festival is going to be, I think, John Scofield's concert in Confederation Park. John Scofield, I believe, wanted to play here in Ottawa for a number of years, but because of his hectic schedule, was unable to. But this year, the organizers have managed to get him to play here, and I think it's going to be not only a highlight of the year, but a highlight of the entire history of the Ottawa Jazz Festival. John Scofield, I believe, is playing the first weekend of the festival, and let's give a listen to some of his music. And this is from his album, Works For Me. This is Big J. Thank you. That was music from Bruno Rehberg from his new album, Ascensio. And we just heard a lovely composition entitled Stilts. And it featured Phil Grenadier, some beautiful trumpet there, sounding a little like Miles Davis during his Sketches of Spain sessions that he did back in the early 1960s, late 50s, somewhere around there. Alan Chase on sax, Bruno on bass, and Marcello Pelletieri on drums. Now, this album was recorded at the Berklee College of Music, May 20th, 2002. And I believe Bruno has some other albums out as well that I will be featuring on upcoming editions of In Transition. And with any luck, I'll be chatting with Bruno in the near future about his career and music in general. John Scofield before that from his album Works For Me, and we heard Big J. The number here in the studio to dial and donate as we kick off the second hour of In Transition is 562-5967, 562-5967. Ken is standing by to take your call, and I look at the phone right now. We have two lines free, 562-5967. We sure would love you to call in and help us out here at the station. And again, if you'd like to keep jazz going for another year, Gordon's show and David Peel's show and my show as well, just some of the fine programming that we offer here at the station. And of course, we're here to serve the community. And we have a wide variety of programming at the station, from Chinese shows, Haitian, Somali, German, and quite a few others, to bring not only music, but information to the community as well. So, and we're also the largest bilingual station in Canada, which is kind of neat. And we broadcast around the world at www.chuo.fm. So even if you're on a trip wherever, you can always tune us in and listen to some great programming. Right now, I'd like to feature music from musician Kevin Kern from his album The Winding Path, and this is A Million Stars. Thank you. One of the swingingest jazz guitarists who ever lived, and I'm sure there's no dispute to that claim, Django Reinhardt from the 1940s when he made a trip over to New York City and played with some American musicians. And we just heard him on a smoking version there of Bugle Call Rag. Kevin Kern before that with The Winding Path, and we heard A Million Stars. And I'd love to get a million listeners calling into the station here. That sure would be nice. The number is 562-5967, 562-5967. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition. Each and every week, I try and bring you the best in jazz from Ottawa, around the world, up-and-coming and established musicians as well. So it's a fun 2 hours every Sunday. And, of course, Gordon does the same thing on his show, trying to bring traditional jazz from around the world. And just, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, Gordon featured some music from Argentina. Some of the trad music down there is just cooking to beat the band. And Gordon is always looking out for new stuff to play. And you can expect on future editions of At the Jazz Band Ball to hear some great traditional jazz. And your contribution to the station helps us in realizing that dream. So if you pick up the phone, give us a call, 562-5967. Even if you're in the middle of snorkeling or swimming, and give us a shout here at the station, we'd love you for it. One of the great trumpet players of the past 15, 20 years, certainly an interesting trumpet player who has played here in Ottawa a number of times, is Dave Douglas. And we're going to listen to something from his album Soul on Soul, and this is Canticle. When it comes to Canadian jazz, those two musicians are definitely at the top of the heap. That was Ed Bickert and Rob McConnell, a beautiful, beautiful tune called Maybe You'll Be There. And it's nice to hear such beautiful music between the two of them. And that's an excellent album that they did called Mustuel Street, came out a little while back. Dave Douglas before that with Canticle from his album Soul on Soul. Well, the lines are not very active during the past few minutes, and that's not good news at all for the show and for the station. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if we don't get calls soon, we could certainly run into a lot of trouble here at the station without proper funding. Even though it's the first of 3 weeks of the funding drive, your donation will go a long way. And what better time to dial and donate than right now? 562-5967 is the number, 562-5967. Let's listen to a little word jazz there from Ken Nordine.
Terrible is what it was. What you talking about? About this guy who had a hole in his ego.
Oh, no, is that true?
Yeah. Had a great big hole in his ego.
What did he do? What did he do?
Not a thing. Nothing he could do.
Had a great big hole in his ego?
Got to be he didn't even know it was there.
Didn't anyone tell him?
They wouldn't dare. Scared to tell him. Guess it, they thought he'd get mad. Take offense.
Must have had a big one.
It was a big hole.
No, I'm at the ego.
Oh, his ego was big too.
Yeah.
But the hole, people would look at him and they could see, gee, that guy's got a great big hole in his ego.
So what happened?
First time it hit him, must have been just a few seconds after he was born.
Way back then.
And the doc slapped him into breathing. From the very beginning, his ego began to leak out. Just a little at first.
How much?
Oh, not so much that anyone would say anything.
Isn't he cute?
Watching, you might think, isn't that something leaking out?
That's his ego.
Yeah. Drips and drops of it. Of course, that was when he was little.
Oh, he got big.
Now, it's a different story.
Yeah.
He's about as big as you can get. And so's his ego. Big ego.
Sounds like trouble.
Terrible trouble. A guy with a hole with his ego.
The guy with a hole.
Every waking moment. That hole pouring out. Ego.
Conceit.
Yeah. But you couldn't tell him that.
No.
You couldn't breathe a word about his ego.
No.
It caused some serious flooding, that hole.
Couldn't say anything about it.
Couldn't say a word.
No, not a word.
All you could do is watch.
Look.
Watch in wonder.
Guy.
At the guy with the hole in his ego.
The hole in his ego.
Yeah. There's a guy that had an ego. It just wouldn't stop.
I knew a guy like that once.
Everything about him said, hey, look at me.
Look at me.
I'm the top. He was the guy with the hole in his ego.
Thank you.
The clock is ticking. We have about 20 minutes left on the show. The number is 562-5967. My name is Randy McElligott, and I sure would love to play more of this music for you in the upcoming weeks. And your donation will go a long way to helping me with this cause. 562-5967. I don't care if you're by the pool, if you're walking on the canal, or taking a trip in the market. Grab a phone and give us a shout. 562-5967. Thank you. was the Drummonds with Lullaby of Birdland on CHUO-FM. I'm Randy McCalligan. We're just about to wind things down, at least on my show. Another 15 minutes left. And another 15 minutes to get the phones ringing again. 562-5967. We have two lines open at the moment. 562-5967. Here's some music from Bill Frisell. Here's some music from Kenny Burrell on CHUO-FM. The number is 562-5967, 562-5967. The dial and donate and contribute and help us out here at the station during our funding drive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and don't forget, we are in week one of our funding drive, another 2 weeks to ask the public and ask you, the listener, to contribute to the station and help us out here and give us some money to keep the programming going here at CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. I'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, bye for now.